So, Dave Weiner here. It is Monday, June 6, 2016. People on the net are flipping out about what's going on with Trump right now, and I think there's something that they don't understand. And I'm not sure how to explain it, except I thought maybe if I could do it by voice, it might work better. See, we're at the point in the campaign where if you won the Republican nomination or you won the Democratic nomination, you don't have enough votes to win the election. Neither one does. And we always get to this point after going through the whole primary season, and we have two candidates, and you know, the polls don't mean shit. They really don't. What they have is each of them has a reliable 42-43% of the electorate. Because that's what, you know, the Republicans always never get less than 42. The Democrats never get less than 42, or it's some number right around there. I don't know the exact numbers, but they're roughly in that ballpark. And so the rest of the election is about convincing enough of the people who are in the middle group, you know, let's say it's 42-42. So that's, what, 84, right? So then that's 16%. That's the 16% that the election is about. Now, it's even more particular. It's more specific because it's like if you're one of the undecided in Montana, nobody's going to try to get your vote because Montana is always Republican and it will be Republican. And despite what Trump says, nobody in California is going to try to get the independents to vote for them because California always goes Democratic and Texas goes Republican. There are just a handful of states, you know, Florida, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, oddly enough, is one of them, Iowa, and Virginia and North Carolina. I think that's all of them. And so, they have to convince enough of the undecided voters in those states so that they win the states, and that's what has to happen. So you see them, and there are techniques for doing that. The thing about it is, what Trump is not doing is he, at most, with the way he's approaching things, and the longer this goes, the harder it's going to be to undo. That what he's doing is only going to appeal to the people that he's already got, who would vote for him even if he was a crazy man, because he kind of is a crazy man. And so don't worry about it. As long as he's out there talking about, you know, a judge in the Trump University case, I mean, the guy wants to win that lawsuit more than he wants to be president. And, I mean, that's certainly the way he's acting. And let him win the lawsuit. Go for it. As long as he keeps doing this, as long as he keeps acting the way he doesn't even seem to understand this, that, you know, what worked for him in the primary is not going to work from here out. That's just only going to hold on to the voters that he's already got, that he has no way of losing. He can't lose them. So it's foolish. What he's doing is foolish. He probably doesn't know better. He's probably not conscious. You know, the bubble that he lives in is very different from the bubble the rest of us live in. And he's probably never had to care what anybody thinks about him. I think that's the new thing for Donald Trump, is that I think he's made it through his entire life without having to worry about it. I mean, probably worried about what his father thought about him. He probably worried to some extent what some other adults, maybe his mother. If he had an older brother or sister, maybe at some point he worried about what they thought. But at this point in his life, this guy doesn't give a shit what anybody thinks. He doesn't even know that there are other people. Let's put it that way. I mean, obviously, at some level, he knows that there are other people. But in terms of influencing his behavior, no, there aren't. There's nobody but him. So I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, I think we dodged this bullet. He would have to be a lot smarter and more sophisticated than he is, and he is not at all sophisticated. He'd have to be a lot smarter and more sophisticated to be able to turn the corner, and he's not turning the corner. He's just going deeper and deeper and deeper into the hole that he was in during the primaries. And there are no more debates for him. Every debate from now on is going to be one or two other people on stage with him, and people with a lot more experience doing these debates than he has, people who know how to prepare for them. And it's going to be kind of sad. I think there's a chance he doesn't make it through this week. I think there's a chance that that there will be a meeting, and he will go to a meeting, and somebody is going to put their arm around him and say, let's sit down, let's go for a walk, let me tell you what's going on. You know, he might be enough freaked out at this point that he might actually listen to something like that. I don't see how he can come out of this hole. So that's the way I look at it. Maybe I'm being naive. It's possible. Maybe I will feel very differently about this next week. But this is going to be an interesting week. Let's put it that way. Thanks very much. Talk to you later.